The mine was a smoldering ruin. The vast geared systems of belts that carried away the rock had been reduced to a tangled mess of ruined metal. Dark columns of smoke drifted up from scattered piles of ore that lay heaped around iron transit caskets. The energy-rich mineral deposits would burn for weeks, warming the bodies of the dead Steel Legion troopers who covered the ground like spent shell casings.
We're here. Now what?
We need to descend to the absolute bottom. The main tunnel should take us past halfway. Beyond that, we'll run into the exploratory lines. We should be able to use one of them to travel the rest of the way.
Should.
It is the nature of mines that they change on a daily basis. The last set of schematics I managed to secure were over 3 months old. Now that we're here, we should be able to procure a more accurate set.
Nerissa indicated a damaged console to the right of the doorway.
Metatron, see what you can do.
The tech marine approached the console and pulled a pair of data cables from a recess in his gauntlet.
It's functioning, but the display is beyond repair. Give me a moment and I'll route the data to my helm.
Metatron manipulated several of the dials on the console.
According to the senior excavator's last log, GSNV is the deepest burrow. It is almost 9 kilometers down.
What is the timestamp?
It was recorded 260 hours ago.
That is a long time. How can we be sure the tunnel is still open?
We cannot. It is just a chance we will have to take.
I do not like trusting my fate to chance.
Harahel hefted his eviscerator, as though to emphasize his point.
You are a fool to think it has ever been any other way, flesh-tearer.
Enough! Let us go!
Be on your guard. It looks like the orcs overran the mine. They may not have left.
Seth spoke as they passed a string of dismembered corpses.
Orcs I can kill. I'm more concerned with all these tunnels. A wrong turn, and we'll be wandering around here for weeks.
I am certain the data I extracted was accurate.
Let's hope so.
Seth cast a sidelong glance at the Inquisitor. It would not bode well for her if his warriors remained trapped underground for any length of time. Without an enemy to kill, their frustrations would soon get the better of them.
Pick up the pace!
Plasteel beams stalked them from overhead as they moved through the mine. Reinforced arches and cross tunnels bisected their path every 100 paces. Twice they had to stop to dig through piles of rubble that blocked their path before they reached the base of the main tunnel.
Which way now?
Seth indicated the arterial passageways and smaller feeder tunnels that wound off in every direction.
We should head...
What was that?
Nerissa interrupted the tech marine, instinctively raising her weapon.
Orcs.
Without another word, the flesh tearers took up defensive positions.
Contact left.
Contact right.
Contact rear.
Contact front.
Flesh tearers opened fire as orcs poured from every tunnel, cross tunnel, and bleeder vein connected to their position.
Hold formation. The first of you to break will pay with his life.
Seth snarled as he fought down his own urge to abandon his position and charge headlong into the mass of greenskins. In the close confines of the cavern, the thunderous staccato of weapons fire was deafening. The howl of the orcs and the roar of the flesh tearers was like the voice of some terrible storm.
We cannot stay here.
She is right. Even if one of us fails, they will overwhelm us.
Seth ignored them, his attention fixed on his blade as it tore the guts from an orc.
Master Seth, we must move.
Seth grinned at the panic in Larissa's voice and cast a glance towards her. Defensive wounds scored her arms and face. Two of her retinue lay dead beside her. The other two were bleeding badly.
Seth!
Seth roared in frustration.
Megatron, which way?
Here!
The tech marine indicated a narrow tunnel, sloping down to their left.
Go! I will hold them here.
There are too many even for your might, brother.
Perhaps.
Harahel grinned and tore his weapon through another orc.
But we cannot fight a withdrawal. A single detonation inside that tunnel will see us buried.
Seth knew he was right.
We will return for your body. Your gene line will not end here.
See that you do.
The blood protects.
Seth banged his fist against Harahel's pauldron in salute and withdrew into the tunnel. With the chapter master clear, Harahel threw a grenade up towards the ceiling. Detonation sealed off the tunnel, leaving him alone with the orcs.
Who dies first?
GSNV was a ragged borehole that plummeted sharply down into the earth. It grew narrower at irregular intervals, forcing the flesh tearers to hunch over and advance in single file. Unlike the main tunnel, there was no lighting studding the ceiling, forcing Nerissa and her warband to navigate by portable luminator.
We can go no further.
Seth spoke for the benefit of Nerissa, who was several paces behind him.
The Titan should be directly below us.
The Inquisitor knelt down and ran her hand across the coarse earth.
Arija?
She motioned to the tattooed warrior. The man stepped forward, placing a flat metal cylinder on the ground. Twisting it securely into the earth, he depressed the activation stud on its side.
Stand back.
Nerissa spoke as the device began to pulse. The cylinder flashed azure as the noise built to a crescendo, emitting a pulse of energy that lanced down into the ground. The earth and ore rock underneath the device began to crack, turning to powder and crumbling away to reveal a plate of green-brown adamantium.
Brother Metatron, your plasma cutter, please.